The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, so you were saying that it was a horror show because I saw it's like a...
With Niecy Nash. She's going to be in it.
Oh, yeah. And guess who? Travis Kelce.
Yes! Yes!
Yes, yeah, I know that. But he also started a show that is... Because, you know, he's like a producer or something on the 911 franchise.
Yes.
ABC, all the networks that have 911.
I still watch it.
Wait, I haven't watched the last season, which I know. I know now he like came out of the closet somehow. You know, it's such good bad TV. Yeah. It's just beautiful. But, no, he is like a new 911, and he's producing it, too.
Not the Lone Star, because he has...
No, it's not the Lone Star. It's it's another one, one more. And, fuck, what is it about? I was like, oh, this is new, and it's like Ryan Murphy.
Yeah. You know?
So, cool. I mean, that guy has, like...
His hand in everything.
Everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
To not say what we both want to say right now. Yeah. In everything he has it. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, make your money. You know?
I can't
keep making
them.
That money. Because 911 is not the best show, but I still watch that shit.
Me
it's
too.
So cheesy and good.
I mean, Fox canceled it and ABC picked it up.
Picked it up.
So, I mean, I feel like that's kind of how you know that the demand is there. Like, with the audience.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I even asked the other day. I was like, "When
everyone.
Is it coming?" Oh shit! I'm so excited about 911. It's coming back. Okay. All right.
I know. Okay. And Zine. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Must go on. We have Tracy here.
I'm Tracy, and that's Nikki.
Yes, and I'm Nikki.
You know who we are. This is the show must go on.
Exactly.
Welcome.
30 episodes in.
Shit. Oh, wow.
30, right?
Yes. Yeah.
30 episodes in.
Wow.
Who are we? I don't know. Because this is, again, Trace, this must be the most consistent thing I've ever done out of passion.
Me too.
You know? It's, let's say, we started recording February, right?
Yeah, like end of January, beginning of February. Yep.
And it's going to be September.
Yeah.
In like a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still here.
Yeah.
We haven't given up, and I'm so proud.
I'm really proud of us. It's also fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get to...
It's so much
come
fun.
And talk shit about movies and TVs and documentaries. And I get to
about
do it with my
that
best
we
friend,
like.
And
exactly. And we do miss Joe, like we do miss that bitch.
I do,
but you know, he'll come around. He'll come around whenever
come
he's
back.
Ready
yeah.
to put the time in.
Right.
But what we were talking about before we introduce ourselves is we're talking about Ryan Murphy and how he, you know, he produces many, many shows in all the networks. All the networks,
yeah.
Literally. And one of them is a new type of 911. I can't really remember, but I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And then Tracy was talking about a different show, which is a horror show.
Uh-huh.
And it's with Niecy Nash.
Uh-huh.
And then with Travis Kelce making his
right.
debut as an actor.
I feel like I should watch it just for that.
Like, oh, I'm 100%, so curious. 100%. I mean, he is a likable guy, you know, from the, like, the clips we've seen. Mm-hmm. He's also dating the queen herself,
yeah,
Taylor. But, you know, he, like, what I've seen from his podcast, he's a likable guy, you know, and I don't think he would shy away from acting choices.
Absolutely, you know? Not. But also,
I think he'll be the opposite, that they would have to tell him, the director, you gotta take it down.
Take it down. That's true. TV, yeah. Like, you gotta dial it down.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just wondering, like, what his character is gonna be like.
Like, me too.
So, yeah. We shall find out.
Hey, but it's like, as an athlete, it must be really good to get an opportunity like that, because, you know, their careers are so short.
I was going to say, I mean, he's smart, mm-hmm. having the podcast, mm-hmm. getting into film and TV.
All those sponsorships.
Yeah, because
he has so many.
Their bodies, I mean, you can't be doing, especially football players, you can't get knocked around like that all the time and expect
and
that you're gonna last.
And he's 34 already.
Oh, so he's a grandpa for the NFL. Yeah. Especially because he's
They're
not a
be
quarterback.
They're gonna be 35 this year.
Because quarterbacks mm-hmm. last a little bit longer because they yeah. are protected by the defense yeah. most of the time. They don't get slammed mm-hmm. around as much. So he's gonna be 35. Mm-hmm. That's old. For the NFL.
I know. I mean, he also looks great for that age.
He actually
does
look
pretty
good.
You can tell that he can stay, he tries to stay in shape yeah. as much as he can. But that was a little corner about Travis Kelce.
I know. A new segment starting.
And I guess.
What's Travis Kelce up to?
We ended up talking about him for so long. Yeah. I know. By the way I clowned for the last 3 weeks thinking Taylor Swift was going to release her Reputation Taylor version album. You don't understand, Tracy, the amount of time I wasted on TikTok literally clowning, because she will do it when we are not expecting it, because Reputation, her album, when she did it, it was like that. She said, there's going to be no announcement. There's only going to be Reputation. Mm. And that's exactly what she did. But I'm going to clown again right at this moment. And I'm going to say that she might do it in the MTV Awards, because that's going to be exactly 10 years since...
What, that album came out?
Since Kanye did what he did to her.
Oh, well, maybe, because didn't she sort of change the
years?
Title of that song? Like, it was yes. Kim, and then she changed it yes. to Ye or whatever.
Yes, and but that. Also that album specifically, Reputation, came out after Kim and Kanye posted that phone conversation that they had on Twitter about his song, Famous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that she was saying, yes, you can say all this thing, but he never said that he was going to call her a bitch in the song. He never said that to her. So mm-hmm. she agreed to something that he didn't do.
Right. Because, he is crazy.
I know.
I feel bad because he definitely has mental health issues, mm-hmm. but he's also an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not even the age of humbleness right. in that body.
Oh, I saw an interview where he was like, oh, I'm a god.
Oh, God.
It's that ego.
God must be so disappointed in him. Yeah.
Sick.
But yeah, it's like I want to say a decade it's from when he took her award.
Yeah, I remember.
It's either that one. I remember that. It there's many things coming up in September. So I'm that he's related to.
That makes sense. That's smart.
So maybe it'll be. But I don't fucking know, man. Because I believed all these Easter eggs. And she said, fuck you guys. Not today. She did do a new set. She added a new song to her set. Which was Florida. She had a Florida with Florence. Which, by the way, she must be fucking crazy, Taylor. Because, listen to this. By the way, guys, this is a Taylor corner. because I haven't stopped talking about it. So, if you think about it, she sings in her acoustic section. She sings two different songs every concert. Because she does new mashups. And she even added a new set. So if you think about her concert since she started this tour, there hasn't been one concert that has been the same. So her 180 shows that she's gonna do by November, that she's gonna be done, they're all gonna be different. There's not one repeated shows.
That's really impressive.
That's so fun. Like, how does her mind work like that? And then to be in the middle of a tour, write an album, then release the album, and then add a new set of that album into the tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, also props to, like, the lighting and costuming, because, like, they gotta...
No, like, these that, people, but... yeah, they have to accommodate to what she's saying. Yeah. Man. Like, that's, like... beyond, because I'm sure some of those producers are like, she fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How can we do this?
But they make it work. You know? So, but
they
yeah.
make it work. And then this Tuesday, she added the song Florida. Listen what she did, because that brain is just admirable. She sang her song So Long London, because that was her last concert in London. And she added Florida, because guess where her next stop is?
Miami.
That fucking... I wanna know what she's thinking all day long. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, how is that brain, like, working? You know? Like, let me do this. Let me do that. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And what a magical time to be alive, to experience that she's doing all this stuff. Because I don't think any artist has ever done something like that. She literally added just the song with a whole choreographed stage production. One song. And brought Florence and the Machine for her last night in London. And it was Florida because she's coming to Miami. No fucking words. Genius.
She is.
She's so smart.
Right, because, I mean, she's been on talk shows and stuff, and they'll be like, oh, come up with a song. And she'll just, like, improv like something. Like, they'll give her a topic, and she'll improv something. Yeah. And I'm like, that's actually not bad. Mm-hmm. So...
And with a guitar, it's not like she's, like, rapping or anything.
Nope, yeah, like, the music and the lyrics.
Melody, mm-hmm. Yeah, everything. So, yeah, again, once again, Taylor's Corner. And if you guys have any tickets, please.
You know who to give them to.
Please, I am begging you. Like, I, at this point, I am saying it in every class I teach. Because I'm like, one of you must know somebody that has an extra ticket. You know? Please. I beg you. But that's pretty much it. Have you watched anything this week, Trace?
There was a new volume of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
I only watched the second episode.
Is that the one with the...
Basement. I have no words.
Yeah.
And I watched it because Joe had told me, like, the second episode. And I was like, because I like to watch it like that, like, all, you know, all the episodes, you know. But I was like, you know what? I need something to watch. And I got, Trey wasn't in town, so I became a chicken shit. And I was like, okay, just one episode. Like, I can't watch any more than that. But it's so sad.
It's really sad. Yeah. And also because it's like... I go, oh, okay, let's see what happens at the end. Bitch, it's called Unsolved Mysteries.
I know.
Like, I hate that.
I know. Every time. Yes, every time I have to remind myself, like, oh, my God, I'm watching something that's unsolved.
Right.
You know, because I'm watching it hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, I'll find out at the end.
Right. No. No. And then at the end, they're like, if you have any information, and I'm like, fuck. So
like, I have no fucking information. No. I'm stupid in that sense. Like
I have no clue.
Yeah, I do pay attention, but I'm probably, chances are I can't see and I'm not gonna remember. That's the thing. You know?
Yeah.
It's so bad. But yeah, and do you recommend any other episodes from that batch?
Honestly, I mean that one sticks out the most.
Okay.
And then there was one that they did on the Mothman, because they always do one that's like sort of paranormal or whatever, like they aliens and stuff. So there's one on the Mothman, and they bring up some good points. So, I mean, okay, I don't know if I believe in those things, like aliens, ghosts, the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. I don't know. I'm a seeing is believing type of person.
I know. Maybe one day they'll cover one of those that are, like, in the DR. There's called, like, Lessi Guapa, which is, like, this lady with the long hair and her feet are backwards.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm like, they still say they exist, so. I know. Wow. I'm like,
let's do that episode. That sounds kind of fun.
I know, but I'm like, have they ever covered that? I need to look it up. I need to see if there has ever been, like, a special on any network about it.
Let me know.
I guess what I started rewatching.
Hijack?
I needed something. Oh, God, no.
Oh.
You know, because I needed something like a background show, or like I just don't want to have anything in my head going on. I started watching Dance Moms.
Oh.
Like the original one with Abby Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I used to watch that.
I know, you know, it, because I did watch the new one, and it's, the casting of the new one is kind of insane, because the lady talks exactly like Abby, like the same tone. Mm-hmm. She's kinder to the kids, for sure, but her tone in her voice is like, you know, like Abby, and she's a little bit bigger, you know, like all the things of like the type of dance teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they really cast it in a way, like, we need to look for someone that's her style, you know, in every sense. Right. Because even the choreographies, you know, are, like, really, really good.
Yeah.
So I finished that, and I was like, okay, let me go back to Dance Moms, like, the OG. And some of these choreographies, it's just so sad how we were not aware. Like, there was one that it was called, like, Sugar Daddies, and... Mind you, Tracy, these are 8-year-old kids. And Trey was like, I wouldn't want my kid to dance. And I was like, yeah, but this was like 2009, 2010. We did it. Like, it's sad that 15 years ago, we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know, because listen, the kids don't know. They have no idea what that means, you know.
Right.
It's the adults.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are the ones watching that. So... Yeah, and I was like, he was like, how was that happening? I was like, dude, like, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like it, but we were stupid still 15 years ago.
It's true. This is before you the know? Hashtag Me Too movement, so.
Exactly, the awareness.
Right.
It's just like so much more awareness now. So
right.
There were many things that I was like, this ain't right.
Yeah, you can't, you know? Do that today.
And like they had like a little moment of like wokeness, like the kids nowadays call it, and it was so I guess like there was a dance that was like a little sassy, and one of the moms is telling Abby like, it's too sexy, and Abby says, can you stop calling it sexy? Like, not sexy. Is skimpy, is sassy, you know, not sexy. You know, and I was like, oh, we were having a tiny bit of awareness.
Right.
But not there yet.
Oh, no, not at all.
So it's so funny to watch now. I'm like, oh my God, this is so bad. How were we like witnessing all of this?
Yeah.
But all these kids are super successful now, so.
They are. Good for them. I mean, they went through. Traumatizing. I mean, the way that she would talk to them and yell at them and say shit about their bodies and
it's sad because, like, she didn't, like, it was more, I know it didn't come from hate.
No.
She didn't have the, I don't know, the tactics to, you know, approach this the right way. Because there's a lot of things that I agree with her. Mm-hmm. That it was like, you think this is bad here? Like, once you're in the real world, it's just going to be fucking tougher, you know?
Right. But also, they're like 8.
Yes. So, I'm like, if they needed to cry, you needed to let them cry a little bit.
Right. I'd be like...
Because she wouldn't let them cry at all.
Nope.
She's like, save those tears for your pillow.
Damn.
No tears, no crying. Right. I was like, oi.
And
you're so emotional at that age. You know?
Yeah. I stopped crying like a year ago. So.
I'm still crying because I love to cry.
Oh,
so.
Well, it's just because I block everything off. You know? So I try not to.
Like, but. You're like... I'm just not going to cope with this, and I'm just going to put it in the back burner.
1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just interesting to rewatch it and notice that we were still stupid not too long ago.
Yikes. Although...
Yikes is right.
There is a sugar daddy out there. Hi. I'll take one.
Get it so you can support a bunch of us.
I know, please. A European vacation is calling my name. Or maybe we just need to play the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Either or. It will work for us. I know Giovanni will show up after that.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, hey.
He'd be like, I'm back, bitches.
I know you haven't heard from me in a little bit, but
yeah,
I heard.
You'd be like, hi, guys, yeah. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Talking about lottery, you want to tell them, Trace?
Yeah, I was trying to do like Nikki and do a good segue. So today...
Yeah, you did it.
Thank you. So today, we're going to talk about the Amazon Prime film starring John Cena and Awkwafina. I love that rhymes. Jackpot!
Yeah! Woo! I'll put a little sound in the editing. Like a ding!
Love it.
Something like that.
Whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to say this from the beginning. I really like that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought, you know... Listen, Awkwafina is one of the funniest people
ever. I do love her.
Like, what a fucking gem. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a rare find. It's one of those people that can deliver lines so quickly and, like, sharp. And, I don't know, it's a rare talent to see. And I think she... I just really like her as an actress, as a comedic actress. But I think, you know, she made me laugh so fucking much that I think because of that, I really enjoy the movie, you know. And I was also not expecting it.
Right.
You know, because I had not seen trailers. You know, I think I had seen something and I was like, eh. And I just kept going.
Right.
What do you think, Trace?
I mean, I liked it. I thought it was fun, mm-hmm. but I think for me, the idea of, okay, so this is the gist of the story is that this is the near future. We're in Los Angeles. It's 2030 and mm-hmm. there's no middle class at all. It's either you're super
I
poor,
love the commercial
super rich
of the of like economy is shit, but the stock market is going up. We just made 5 billionaires really happy or so shit. Like
right. That. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's kind of scary because it feels like this is not so far-fetched.
That's where we're heading.
But basically, you have this opportunity to enter this lottery every single day. You pick a winner, and then people have until sundown to try to find you and kill you. And if they...
And he has to be without a gun.
Right. That's the only stipulation, yes. Is no gun. But, yeah, then if you get killed, then whoever kills you, they win that money.
Gets the money. So that's
hence why they want to kill you, because they want to be rich. So, I think
the... Also, the technology of it, what?
I know, that was kind of cool.
That was super cool, like just yeah.
Because it's like a ticket, but you use your thumbprint. Yeah.
Yes.
Super easy, yeah. But... I did like that. But I think the idea of people chasing you to kill you just gave me anxiety the whole time. So in that sense, I didn't enjoy it as much. But it is a comedy. It's a dark comedy, you know, I feel like. But because it is a comedy,
you know what I was going to say, Trace? I think the anxiety also comes from the fact that it's kind of realistic because... It's scary that it feels like we could be there.
So, 1,000%. I mean, look at even just like January 6th. You know, like people storming into a building, like riots and things that happen. A government
building.
So, and the fact that, economy is going to shit and things are crazy. I mean, people will do anything for money.
Exactly.
And it's not illegal. So I get to kill someone and there's, like, I win money from that? Okay. Brings out the worst in people.
And And I think, like, that anxiety that you were getting is because it could happen any day, you know? But I do think the idea of, like, the writing that, it's so fun. Yeah. You know? I was like, whoever came up with this, you know, or, like, had the imagination to come up and be like, what if... You know, there's a lottery, and, you know, every time somebody wins, you have to kill them to get the money, and it's, like, no rules, you know, we just go for it.
Yeah.
But we can go from the beginning, you know, when she... I watched it yesterday, when she, you know, she just moved to L.A.
Right, she's moving back, because we find out that she had been taking care of her sick mother... In Michigan or whatever.
Passed away.
And she passes away and she wants to be an actress. So she moves back to LA. Mm-hmm. So we're on a city bus.
Mm-hmm.
We're with her.
And right away, this is like the beauty of like good writing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that we already like her from that first scene.
Yeah.
When she defends the kid.
Right.
To her father.
Right.
And she does it, you know, by playing like a character... And then being like, I'm actually not a cop. I am an actress, you know? Right. And the whole time I was thinking, you know, like, this is 5 minutes in, and I already have a journey with her, you know? Which is so easy to make, and we've covered so many stories that we're like, I develop no feelings for this character.
Right. Or it takes a really long time to get there. We're like, I had to watch, like, half the movie before I started giving a shit.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Oh, but I forgot, even before that, right away, what's his name? Stifler from American Pie. Role Models.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
He's getting chased.
Yes.
Right.
And by the way, when I saw him, I got so happy.
I know. I was like, hey, look because at you I was acting like, I and have being his... and
Thank you. I haven't seen this guy in so long. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, good. I'm so happy he looks like no years have gone by.
I know.
I think he even looks better.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I was thinking, oh my God, and he's a funny guy.
Yes.
Like, whatever he does, he's one of those actors that, you know, hopefully he can, like, get out of that genre and do, like, something serious. Right. But he's just so fucking funny. You know, he's one of the funniest actors that I've seen like in a really long time. Like, the
one-liners, too.
Oh, my God. So good. But, yeah, we do start with that scene.
Yeah, so it's, like, right off the bat, it's, like, action. I think that's the thing, too, is for the most part, a lot of this movie was just, like, go, 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 go. It's a lot of action. Mm-hmm. There's only a few spots where it's, like, sitting, talking.
Quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a little bit of a breather. And then anxiety. Yeah. Like, you're back into the action. So
yeah, that is true. The whole movie was like
go,
that.
Go, go.
The whole movie. Yeah. There was no stopping.
Right. And I'm like, what can they do next? And then it's like they do something, so.
And we saw Stanley from The Office.
I know. I love
I was so happy to see him there, too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was a fun character.
Okay, so. So we see her in the bus, and then she gets out. She goes to see her new place, which is a shithole, of course. It's so New York and L.A.
I love that she's
it's
like,
a piece of shit.
These weren't the pictures online. So she got catfished. Like,
Yeah.
She's like, first I've been catfished by an apartment, but okay.
Yeah.
But what is she going to do?
And the girl is like, and I don't know who the fuck that actress is. She's so funny, too.
She was good.
The roommate.
Yeah.
She was so good. And it, you know, I just love when it's like a comedy and it's well delivered.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like you have good actors, you know, because I go back thinking to what was that movie like Hitman? I don't know if they wanted it. I still don't know if they wanted it to be a comedy.
It was supposed to be a comedy. Yeah.
Not even the scene. Like, I didn't laugh. I was like, what is it? What am I watching here? You know?
Yeah.
And right away in that moment, and then, like, think her boyfriend gets to the apartment, and he's just even... The actor is also good, too. Mm-hmm. You know? It's really well-timing. Right. Every line, well-delivered. You know? I just really... I really liked it. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, that was a good movie. I had no expectations because I had no idea what it was about.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it. And I didn't feel like I was wasting my time.
Right.
Which that is like the thing that matters the most to me.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
Yeah. And John Cena, like...
He's
so funny, and I also think like his size makes him funnier,
right?
You know, because it's like a meathead.
Yes, he is, because he's you know, for those of you who don't know, he used to be a pro wrestler. He was in the WWE. Mm-hmm. So he's got like these huge muscles. But I love when back up Awkwafina. She's an actress, moves into a shitty apartment. It's like raining poop in the ceiling. It's disgusting.
Oh, ew.
Gross. It drops when in her mouth, practically. Like, oh, like right there.
She sees her clothes. Yeah, and her clothes get full of that shit. And then the roommate is like, I'll rent you mine.
At least, you know what? She only asked for $40.
Still, bitch, I'm paying rent here. I would have been so upset.
But also, it's like, hey, these are dire situations, so $40 actually wasn't too bad. Because she goes to an audition, and then they tell her, okay, before we see you, that's going to be $400. That's when I was like, oh, hell no. Just to audition, $400. And
when did that happen? Is it like that now? I have no idea.
Well, I definitely feel like it was a scam.
Okay.
That's the feeling that I got, because I'm like, there's no way. Like, if it's legit, they're not asking you for money.
For money, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like that's a scam.
And also, let's just talk about the casting director, because he was in Bridesmaids.
Oh, I love him. He's so funny.
He is so... I'm telling you, like, I feel like everyone there... was such a good comedy actor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had his assistant, and she was... I have no idea who she was.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen her in something. Like, a lot of these people, like, maybe you've seen them in, like, super big parts.
But they're not big names, and they're so talented. Yeah. So I always love when they, like, showcase these people that we always dismiss, but they're showcasing them in their talent,
right,
in what they're good at. You know, but seeing him as a casting director, I was like, oh, no. Like, I knew where he was going right away because he's so funny.
Yeah.
When he's in Bridesmaids, to be like, what could you be more like Kahlua? Yeah. Kahlua, give them your love. Love is eternal face.
Right. And then Kristen would be like.
Yes. Oh, so fucking good.
But great, love it. That was a funny scene. Obviously, they're like, okay, we'll let you know. She's leaving. And, oh, unbeknownst to her, she borrows the roommate's outfit. She goes in her pocket to get something, pulls out the ticket for the lottery. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what the fuck it is, but her thumbprint goes on it, and it's like, you've been entered. And she's like, what the fuck? But she's in the middle of an audition, yeah, so she doesn't register it. Then she leaves, and it's at like 11 o'clock, and that's when they do the drawing. And her picture shows up, like, you're the winner. And then everybody gets like a little notification.
That it's like her.
Ding, 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 ding. And they all pull out their cards, and they're like, this bitch. And then
that's the winner. This is the person we need to kill.
They start, like, getting ready to attack her. And she has no idea, because...
No idea.
She just moved. It's only in LA. It's not like this is nationwide. So she's very naive, doesn't know what's going on. So all of a sudden, these women who are there for the audition are attacking her. And she's just like...
What the fuck is your competition?
Like, it's fine. I know we're auditioning for the same part, but let's support each other, ladies.
Yeah. And when she's to that one girl, like, break a leg, and she's like, you break a leg, bitch.
So aggressive. That was before the lottery. Yikes.
Exactly. Exactly. So then we kind of, like, get a little taste of how these girls are. And then, boom, she wins the lottery. And it's, like, game over. They are all going to fucking kill you.
Out for blood. Let the battle begin. Oh, and then from there.
And how lucky her character was to, like, get away from all of that for, I want to say, for like good 5 minutes before we have John Cena come in, like his character.
She did a pretty good job, because I would have probably gotten punched in the face and stabbed in like 2 seconds. Oof,
so I would have died right away. Yeah, I'd be like, what's happening? And boom, dead.
I'd be like, just do it. Just go ahead.
I would have asked so many questions. I'd be like, can you guys, like, stop and tell me what's going on?
Time out, please.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you guys attacking me? I didn't say anything.
Right. I'm a good person. I donate. I up it at the cash register when they ask me, do you want to add 20 cents to your total for donations? Oh, I say yes.
Yeah, exactly. So all those things, I wouldn't have had the rush that she had at all.
I would have been so confused. And when I'm confused, I don't think straight. I'm not functioning.
Although, you know, like, I've had situations where I'm like, I need to, like, move from here or, like, escape. Where I've reacted fast, but I didn't know I could react fast. You know?
That's true. Sometimes you don't know until you're in that situation. We surprise ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like I wouldn't surprise myself. I'd be dead in 2 seconds.
But if they asked me if I wanted to fight, I'd be like, no, man. I'm too tired.
Take that sword and just...
Let me go home.
Yeah. Yeah. What, seppuku from Shogun?
Seppuku! Yeah.
I'll kill myself. Bye.
Bye.
Take the money, whatever.
So then we see him come in.
Crashing through the ceiling.
You know, yes, what an entrance. I just love that she goes through like all these like little spaces in the building that she's at. It's like it's a fucking karate class or whatever, stage combat. I don't know.
Karate, something. Yeah. And then it was like a yoga class.
And of course it's like karate because everyone there is, you know, a professional fighting. Of course. You know? And then the yoga one, and all those bitches go nuts, which you would never think. You know, that's why I think it was really funny, because they're zen, and then they're really not zen at all.
Right. Like, the juxtaposition of it. Like, they're supposed to be demure and mindful.
And mindful and cutesy.
Right, but
and
they...
And none of them were...
Go to violence so fast. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, just to see all that stuff, you know, happen, like, back to back, and then, like, her fucking hero comes in, and she still doesn't trust him, because all these people are trying to kill her, and she's like, wait, you're gonna kill me too? Right. You know? And then he, like, fights so well, too. Like, yeah. I'm like, how long have you been training for this?
Yeah. No, he was kicking ass, yeah. taking names, and yeah. they get in that shitty car.
Like shitty, shitty, shitty.
Like, 1997, I don't know cars, but...
It's like 50 years old yeah. in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, yeah. okay, whatever. So she gets in the car, and they're driving mm-hmm. away from people on motorcycles, because...
Yep.
You know, that's how it is.
Yep.
Have like
oh god.
Molotov cocktails.
Yep. That was so fucking funny. I think that whole like when they're like talking in the car and he's just trying to convince her and she's like, "Why the fuck would I trust you?" Mm-hmm. You know, he like I think he's like one of those actors that he never thought, you know, he could make it. You know, he's like, I'll try, you know, and he's good.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people would fall short for all like comedy timing.
It's hard. People think it's easy. Really it's hard.
It is really hard to like know when to say the lines and with the right tone. And he, I feel like it comes a little bit natural for him.
Yeah.
So to see him, you know, be really funny and like, you know, opposite to her, who's I think hilarious,
right?
You know, I just really enjoyed their moments of just the two of them,
right? I was gonna say I think you they know? Did work really well together. They had good chemistry. My thing is though, I trusted him right away. You know, like, I know this
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This guy is yeah. in to help her. And she does sign a contract. I love that. Right in the middle of her about to die. And he's like, I get 10% of your winnings and I'll help save your life. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Thumbprint, right? But yeah. I kind of wish that there was a little bit of doubt for the audience. You know, where it's like, oh. maybe we're not 100% sure about this guy. Like, he could kill her and get the money, right?
I had a little doubt when they are... Money. By the way, this guy in the movie... What's his name? Megan Fox's boyfriend.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly.
That he was actually pretty good.
He was so good. Yeah. I was like, oh, I was not expecting that. And, you know, I also give, like, credits when it comes to that to their casting director. Because, you know, maybe they gave him a role that's him. Right. You know, it's like, you don't have to do much. This is who you are mm-hmm. in general, mm-hmm. you know. So it's going to be easy to deliver. But, you know, like, seeing him in... I was not expecting it at all. Nope. And when they're on the door and at the door and he's saying, like, oh, is this a sexual thing?
Right. And then he's basically saying, like, John Cena would tear up his butthole.
Yeah. He's like, he would like, rip me apart, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is... Right. This is not it. That's not what we're here for, you know? But then I also really liked that moment where they're in the panic room because that moment I had a little doubt of John Cena's character because she was like, you just tried to kill me, you know? And maybe I didn't, like, pay attention that much. I don't know. Did I miss that?
Right.
You know, and I had a little bit of doubt in that moment.
Didn't. So, because you're saying that the reason why she had doubt was because, okay, so she knows that Machine Gun Kelly has a panic room. So.
I mean, I think most artists have.
Probably, but how she knows where he lives, I don't know. But she shows up at his doorstep. They get inside.
Who knows?
They get into the panic room. They kick Machine Gun Kelly out. So it's just the two of them. But the people find out, of course. There's like a tour bus of people. And they're all coming in. And someone like sticks their arm through. And she's trying to close the door. And John Cena has this like gun thing with wasp's,
like poison.
Wasp's venom in it. And he points it, and she thinks, oh, he's gonna, like, shoot me. I didn't get that, because the guy's, like, head was in the doorway. So it's like I knew he was aiming for him. So, I don't know. Yeah.
But I think in that little moment, for me, she planted a seed a little bit of, wait. But then he went away. Like, I get what you mean. Yeah. Like, a little more doubt for us to be like, wait a minute.
Because I just think that would have upped the stakes even higher. I mean, listen, they were already fucking high. But just, like, a little bit more. You know? Yeah. So it's like she doesn't know who to trust. Because, like, you've got to be paranoid as fuck. Like, everyone is trying to kill you. So why not this guy?
God. Yeah. There's a moment... There's a moment that he breaks his nose.
Oh, she, like, punches him, right?
And then he tries to, like, fix it. And he said a line that I laughed for, like, 1 minute straight. And it said, I wrote it down because I couldn't stop laughing.
Good,
because
I don't remember.
Feels like my nose tickled my dick hole.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, my, that's so specific.
That is.
You know, like, my dick hole, like, what? Because he, like, he fixes it, and then he screams so hard. He's like, feels like my nose tickled my dick hole. You know, and I thought that was, like, one of the funniest lines because it's so descriptive. Oh, my God. By the way, I think the writing was really, really good. You know,
right.
When it came to those, like, who wrote this?
Which, I forget the guy's name. I don't know if he's done anything else. That's the thing. Yeah, I don't know. I know the director is Paul Feige.
Okay.
Feig. I can't pronounce his name. But he did Bridesmaids. See, so.
Yeah.
I think some of the people that he got, he's already worked with. And, like, you know you can count on them and they're going to be funny. So you know what you're getting into. Yeah. But I don't remember the guy's name who wrote it.
That's fine.
But I do think some of it seemed like it was improv'd. Like, they had a script, but they were like, okay, let's, like, go back and
keep
just,
going.
Like, spitball, like, whatever comes to your head.
And they'll choose the best one.
Right.
You know how I noticed that, too, in the credits at the end.
They had, like, bloopers and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I love that,
first
of all.
These actors are hells to the end.
Give me bloopers, like, all the bloopers.
All the bloopers. Yeah. But these people are so funny.
Right, because they...
Like, the shit come up with.
Yeah.
In the moment, back to back, nonstop, I was like, oh, my fucking God. And let me tell you, and this is all for listeners right out there. You know, there's a timing and a place. Because I also think you can't get away with saying some of the stuff in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is, they're doing this at their work because they're all comedians, you know? Because some people are like, oh, it's just comedy. And I'm like, but you're not a comedian. Mm-hmm. And this is not a fucking, you know, comedy club, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there, you know, like a little disclaimer. But holy shit, these people were so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
The girl... The actress in the car.
I knew you were gonna say the like Uber. Her. Yeah. Yep.
She was incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And nonstop. Mm-hmm. Every single line she would deliver. Like, I was like, who? And again, these are not like A-list actors. You know, these are people that I have no idea who they are, and they're so talented, which just tells you, and this is for casting directors, keep looking for people. You don't need to use the names that we all know, because the good ones are out there.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. There are people who just haven't been able to get a break, but they're super talented.
Haven't been discovered. Yeah. And if we don't give opportunities to the new ones, you know, we'll never know how talented they are.
Right.
But she was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. That Uber scene, so good. So fucking good. Okay, so we were at You know, they escaped. She signed the contract and all this stuff. They go to Machine Guns, Kelly's panic room. He is passed out on the couch.
Oh, because he gets shot with the venom, of course. He is so he, passed out on the couch. People are trying to break in. Yeah. They can't. The roommate shows up.
Yes. And then she puts him in the water for him to... Oh, my God. She did such a good job.
Yeah, she was good. To wake
and
up.
And she's like... And yeah, he goes, did I fall asleep in the pool again? I think so.
Funny. Yeah. I was like...
And she's like, what's the... I know, dead. Bye.
Yeah.
What's the passcode? And he's like, 6969.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I know. I'm surprised she didn't guess that. But...
She's like, oh my God. And I love when she was like, you don't remember, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah. I know. I think she, like, punches him in the face or something like that.
Yep. And then they go, and then he calls that company, mm-hmm. you know, that actually, that's quote unquote what they do.
Right.
They save the winners.
This guy, Lewis. You know,
with all the technology that they have and all this stuff. Which, by the way, like, I get it, it's a movie, but that was, like, my only thing. It's like, okay, you are this company with all this stuff, but if you are a strong company, you just need a good panic room for your person.
Yeah.
You don't need all this shit.
Right.
And I think, but it is a movie, and they needed to show that for him to need the money.
Right.
You know, yeah. I was, like, talking in a realistic point of view. I was like, you just need a good panic room. You know, and you're going to stay there for a long time.
Right.
But, yeah, they call this company. They go. The company comes, basically creates a distraction and saves them. Her and...
John Cena.
John. And when they realize that the company is that the company is basically a scam. Because what they do is that they kill the winners... They're all away and they keep the money because they need a way to keep the money to maintain the fucking company right. because it's too complex. Like, I was seeing, like, the machine. I'm like, well, how many people work there?
Right.
I'm like, why do you need this many people?
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about Britney Spears' ex?
Yeah. Sam.
Uh-huh. Whatever. I was like, I was not expecting that at all.
No.
And, you know, he didn't have that many lines, but he did a good job.
Yeah, he
you
was
know?
Fine. I think he was there, like, more as just, like, good-looking and, you know, the muscle.
Yeah.
He did some, like, action stuff in there. So I was like, okay.
Yes.
But, he was fine. He was an asshole. Like, I didn't like him, which was the point.
Exactly.
So he did a good job.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was...
And, you know, I did read Britney's book, and, you know, she really didn't have anything, like,
bad to
say about him.
He seems like a good guy, but I just think maybe they just didn't work out. It happens. Maybe they just grew apart.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I think she's also, like, younger than her.
He is younger than her, yeah.
And I think he wants kids, too, you know, like, the whole thing. Yeah. She already has kids, and I know she probably wants more, but it's a big risk for him because she's, like, older.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to adopt, you know, it's, like, a whole thing. But, yeah, I think he did, like, for the small role he had. I mean, there's no such thing as small roles, but he did a good job. And, I was like, oh, that's Britney's ex.
Yeah.
I was not expecting him to be in the movie. Then what else happens after that? Then they realize that they're getting scammed.
So, I love that she gets a new face. Because she goes in the machine.
Oh my God, like, I forgot about that.
Right, so they're like, we need to alter your appearance because everyone knows what you look like. So go through this machine and you can, like, choose your new face. So she's like, okay. And you don't really see her, like, the options that she has.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's like, okay. Oh, let's go for this one. And she, like, puts her head in a whatever it was. And then it's like an easy bake oven. Ding. It's done.
Yes.
She comes out and she's like an old Chinese man or
something. Yep. Yeah, it's so well done.
Yes, you the know, prosthetics. Like the mask, yeah, did a good job.
They did a great job.
And also because her voice is kind of a little bit deeper anyway.
I know. I love that. She did such a good job. And then, like, I think John is having, like, a heart-to-heart with her, and she's just pretending to be someone else.
Right.
She's like, oh, so you think... You think they're not real? They're not trying to save us. You think they're going to try to kill me?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if you could trust this guy. And she's like, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
But it turns out that...
That was so funny.
Yeah, they can't trust
that
him.
That he was right.
So, he creates a diversion. He's like, you need to take these keys. I stole them. And get in the car and, like, just drive. Like, I'll take care of it for you. So she does. She gets out of there. Also...
Which, by the way, I was like, she should have kept the mask the whole time.
I know. And she takes it off in the car. And I was like, why would you do that?
Like...
Because she only has, like, an hour left. So I'm like, just
keep that shit on.
Leave it.
Yeah. Leave the car somewhere, go somewhere else, have a coffee, like, movie over, done.
Right. Because nobody recognizes her, because the people, of course, they get through the fence, and she's, like, waiting for them, like, oh, they're gonna get me, and they just all run past her. Because they, like, she doesn't look like herself. Yeah. Oh, but real quick, so Simu Liu was Lewis, and he turns out to be the villain. Mm-hmm. Like, he played such a jerk. I was really surprised.
I was going to say, like, I hated him.
I didn't like him either.
Yeah.
So he was
great. He did a great job.
Yeah, in that sense. Because he usually plays either, like, a superhero or someone really charming, funny.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Good intentions. And this is the complete opposite. Like, just greedy piece of shit.
Yes. POS.
Such a POS. Such a PAB.
PAB. Yes.
So he
did a really, really good job.
Kind of refreshing.
Again, like, the actors in this movie, like...
Everyone was great.
Wow.
No one slacked. That's for sure.
Yeah. They went to work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. And then, you know, she, like, realizes, okay, I'm fucked. You know, I have to... They're threatening her. They're going to kill
John Cena's
character if she doesn't come back.
Right.
And that's when she's like, okay, fuck, I have to come back. Which, by the way, if you're coming back, put the fucking mask on.
I know.
And she just leaves it in the back of the car.
I know.
I was like, come on.
Yeah.
So they meet at that old-ass theater. And then... of course, it's LA, so they said old theater under construction always, or like something.
Yep.
It's always like that.
Scaffolding, they're working on something.
They're working it, or they're about to demolish it, you know, something.
Yeah.
So she gets there without her mask, so everybody knows who she is. Everybody's following her, and then John is there on a chair.
Tied up.
With his hands.
Yeah.
Cuffed, basically, and this asshole is there ready to kill him if, you know, and, you know, I do think it was really smart of her, like, I'll just kill myself because regardless, you're gonna kill me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Which scared him because then he wouldn't get the money. So he was like, no, don't. But I love that Simu Liu's, like, threatening her. And, you know, like, oh, yeah, I just take people's money, whatever. And then she's like, oh, tell all of my followers. And she's, like, doing the like, Instagram live. My thought was, okay, brilliant, smart, but also...
But you're also telling everyone where you are.
That, and then also, she said when they're in the panic room to John Cena that... She was taking care of her ailing mother who had cancer or whatever, and they just basically watched movies, and they didn't watch the news because it was too depressing. So she's so naive about what's happening in LA. But I feel like that's such a big thing, and if she knows how to record live on social media, like, isn't she looking at stuff? Like, even if you know, like, her mom has to sleep. So even if she's resting and you're just, like, looking through stuff, like, you're not going to see anything. I don't know. It's silly, but that just went through my head. Because how does she not know?
It's true, if Moira Rose was able to do... If Moira Rose was able to do it live on Instagram on Schitt's Creek, I think she, you know...
I guess so. That's just what had popped in my head, but...
No, it's a good thought, but it also... I know you're not, like, super, like, social media tech savvy, no. But going live on Instagram, it's like posting a story. Like, right. That's how easy
it is. You just tap
like,
a button.
Now you just swipe... And it's like real post life.
Right.
So it's not super hard. And imagine, now if you think about it, imagine how it's going to be in like, what, 15 years? Well, we're many years in the movie. They have six. Like 5 more years. How much more easier it's going
right.
to be.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Did you ever read The Circle?
I did.
Me too. And... this book always comes back to me because what we're living right now with technology is what I read about like 15 years ago in the book.
Yeah. No, I remember reading it and being like, wow, that seems...
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, we're going to head there. Oh my God. It's like, that's exactly where we're at right now.
Probably should reread it.
I know. Me too. I was thinking about the same thing. I was like, maybe I'll like download it on the... A little Kindle.
Maybe I'll do
you
like
know, and reread it because holy shit, it's just like seeing like all these like get ready with me, all that stuff that did not exist
right
10 years ago.
That's true.
So just imagine like in 5 years how easy it's gonna be to just post a live content.
I mean with AI now too.
Eerie. But we see her do a live, if you kill me everyone's gonna fucking know, my fans, and then I'm just gonna kill myself, blah, blah, blah. That whole scene like stressed me out, but it was too long for me.
Okay,
did you feel that? I was like, let's move on, like let's finish this. That was my only thing. It was too redundant.
Yeah.
There were people coming. And of course, her actual supporters are the ones that come at the last minute.
Right.
Like, I saw them one time running before, and then I never saw them again until she's fucking falling from the moon.
Right.
From the stage thing. I was like, were they there? And I didn't even notice. Why weren't they fighting?
That's true. I kind of wish that they had... showed them more that there are people who are against the system and that they know that it's corrupt and immoral and that there should be that opposite, because I mean that's how things go, so it's like you have people who are greedy, who want the money, who will kill someone for it, but then you have people who aren't, which we got like a little tiny taste from Stanley.
Yeah,
because when she goes to hide in the wax museum and it's closed, and he's like, actually, go ahead.
Go.
So, like, there are good people out there. So, I kind of, maybe wish that there were other people who were, like, helping her a little bit. Or, like, go, Katie, you could do it. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I do feel like that scene, like, after, after she gets there and, all these people are right. I think that was too long.
Yeah.
I was like, you could have taken out at least 4 minutes when she's climbing up, all this stuff. Yeah. I was like, like, the whole time I'm like, okay, I know she's going to survive. I know this.
Right.
I already know that we're going to get there.
Yeah.
So shorten this.
Yeah. I know. Because already.
Give me the resolution.
Yeah. John Cena's like, 2 minutes left, like until time is up. So it's like, oh my God, okay, let's go.
1 minute, 60 seconds. Yeah. I was like, bro, I'm tired.
Yeah, and then, like, people killing her, trying to kill her. Simu Liu coming after her. So you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, just end it.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
lots of anxiety. So yeah, it was kind of like
that was drawn like, out.
That was the only that was the only moment that I was like, ugh, like this is the only thing that I don't like. But the rest of it, I really liked. I actually obviously love that she survived and she was saved by all these people, mm-hmm. and that she chose to, you know, give him half the money. And then, like, put it in, like, good things.
Right. Because it's $3.8 billion. So,
she's and got And when he gets, like, lots. His lawsuit from the Ninja Turtles, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, that was really funny.
She said, I told you so.
Right. And it was, like, for copyright infringement. Because he tries to open, like, a, yeah, like, a pizza place. It looks like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, with the top of the garbage cans, right. Like, as the pizza trays.
Right, but it's, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme, which is really funny. And I love it, because they do make a... Because they obviously reference it earlier in the movie.
Yes, about, Michelangelo.
Right, because she's like, oh, can I be Michelangelo? And he's like, no, I'm always Michelangelo. No. So serious. And it's true, he's wearing all the orange... We all wanted to be
him,
which is Michelangelo, so I did think that was funny.
Yeah. I know. I think it was great writing. I think it's such a funny movie. And then, what was the other thing that I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. It was like one of the things that she put money into or that she created, like a...
Kids with shitty parents?
Yes!
Yeah, because she basically says, like, her dad ends up being, like, terrible.
An asshole. She's like, I don't know where he is, or something like that. Yeah. And then it was like, kids with shitty parents. I was like, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that was good.
I think it was great. You know?
It was good.
Yeah. And there's one that it was like self-defense or something like that.
And like slash stage combat.
Yeah. So good. I really, really enjoy the movie. And, I myself would give it 2 thumbs up. And, for example, I watched it, and I know, like, if Trey watches it, he would love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, there's a specific, like, target of... Like, I know my mom would love that movie. She would laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be in Spanish, probably, but, you know.
Hey, that's fine. I'm sure it'd be really entertaining in Spanish, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of those lines are really good delivered in English. I don't think there's like a good translation for them.
Yeah.
What about you? What did you think?
I did think it was fun. It was entertaining. It was funny. Thumb up. Only because, like I said, the anxiety, like movies where people are getting chased and killed. Like, I can't watch the Purge movies, like, none of that. Oh, God, yeah. So,
and let's say this, like, too, because this is also for people that, if you haven't seen it and you want to see it, just so that you know, it's true what Tracy said, is there's no quiet time in this movie.
Barely.
There's not, like, there's not.
The panic room is moment, like the...
It's like,
a little bit.
That's 3 minutes tops. Yeah. You know, it's not even that much. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole time she's running, people are trying to kill her. She's being saved many times, but she's always being saved while running away at the same time.
And like paranoid that you can't trust anybody. Like you question yourself. So
God.
So for that, it I think that's the only reason why I'm holding back. But I would recommend it to other people.
It's really good, but it's definitely like a little trigger warning. Hey, like if you're an anxious person, just letting you know, there's no quiet time in this movie. You're just gonna get riled up the whole time,
which is nice though, because I like action movies. Like I like when stuff like the plot moves along. In the beginning, I was hooked.
They hook you in.
I was like, oh shit. So like you know what 100%. You're getting yourself into, which is good. They set you up.
100%. Do you have any fun facts?
I do have a couple of things, yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So when Katie goes to the audition that she pays for, that monologue that she does, I don't know if you'll recognize it. It was actually Samuel L. Jackson from Deep Blue Sea.
That's what the girl said. Yeah. She said, is that from Deep Blue Sea? And I was like, wait, is that from Deep Blue Sea? Because yeah. I've watched Deep Blue Sea many yeah. fucking times.
Yeah.
I
It was. Yeah. So that's...
I love that she chose that monologue. And let me tell you, I don't know if you ever... I don't know... Oh, my God. I don't know if you had that time. I think, like, this movie came out... I think we were like 15, you know, around that age. Mm-hmm. But there was a time that TBS, mm-hmm. you know TBS,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Would have this like thing where they would play the same movie like twice back to back.
Oh, yeah, there's sometimes all day.
Like on a Saturday night or a Sunday
Deep
night.
Deep Blue Sea was always on.
Deep Blue Sea was always on. Oh, and God. I will do my double feature of Deep Blue Sea. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching this movie recently, and I was like, fuck, this is so bad. You know, the acting was horrible. You know, the plot is just, like, fucking... Like, these sharks are gonna, like... Right. Oh, my God.
Nothing
it's
about
so
it is
wrong.
A good movie. But it's probably one of those where it's, God. Like, it is a
but
double
it's a
feature.
It's a classic.
You watch it, it ends, and it's back on. You're like, yeah, like, I can watch it again.
Yep. Let me get some popcorn.
Right.
Oh, my God. I love that that was from The Deep Blue Sea. Yeah. Because she did say it, the uh-huh. assistant. And I was like, wait, is it? You see, yeah. that's it. I'm like, genius writing yeah. right there.
It was good. So that's where that was from. at the end, Katie makes a joke about wrestlers and YouTubers are all movie stars now. Which yep. was referring to John Cena yep. and Awkwafina,
and her.
Who actually yep. she started on YouTube. So for See those who YouTube. Didn't know, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's credited as this, but the asshole dad on the bus.
Uh-huh.
So his name is Adam Ray. When she like says something about like, oh, you know, you're not treating your daughter right, whatever, and he's like, oh, thanks, Dr. Phil. So,
oh, right.
So
right.
he actually does an exaggerated version of Dr. Phil on stage shows and podcasts. So I think he's a comedian.
Oh, so okay.
That's kind of funny.
Okay. That is really funny.
Awkwafina and John Cena decided not to wear seat belts. So during all the like the car stuff, not to wear them because they thought that it would be funnier without them. Which there was that part when he was like turning and she yeah. was falling into him and he was like to her face, like smushing her back. That actually was kind of funny. So that was them. They decided not to do it.
Interesting.
The director, Paul, is it Feig?
I think it's Feig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Feig. He's at the end of the movie serving Noel, John Cena, the legal cease and desist notice for the copyright infringement. It's kind of, it's
oh
like panned out a little bit, but it's
yeah,
him.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's got a little cameo. Yeah.
Love that. Okay.
The original title of the movie was supposed to be Grant Theft Lotto.
No.
And Paul looked at it, said, that's terrible, and, like, put it yeah. aside.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. He was like, that's stupid, and, like, put it down. And then I think his assistant or someone read it and was like, Paul, you need to read this script. So he was like, okay, fine. So he said that he read it, and he was, like, 40 pages in, and he was like, okay, I'm sold. Like, he was in it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny what a title can do? Like, we say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. I judge a book by its cover all the time. Like, if something doesn't mm-hmm. sound good or just aesthetically look pleasing to me, like, I'm not gonna do
yeah.
it. And then lastly, Simu Liu, John Cena, and Awkwafina did a lot of their own stunts.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
And there was a lot.
A lot. So, John Cena definitely is big on safety, being in the WWE. Yeah. So, I think he sort of led the charge of, like, okay, guys, like, as long as it's safe and we're capable of doing yeah. these things, let's go for it.
I'm in.
If it's something yeah. that's a little beyond us, then let's pull in our stunt double.
That's pretty cool.
So, there's one little thing. I think it's toward the end when they're on the stage where are they at? Like a Hollywood theater or whatever. And Simu Liu does like a back kick in it at one point. Uh-huh. Okay. So when one of the takes, he does it, but I think he gets disoriented or there's the timing was off, but he kicked the stunt guy. He went flying and he had to go to the hospital. He's okay though. He's okay. Okay. He ended up being fine and he was like joking about him being like a trooper, but
okay.
Oh shit.
So, I'm sure this is not the worst thing that has happened to the stuntman.
Oh my god. Then they know what they're getting themselves into. So yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, 100%. Just hit my head a little bit. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate that when actors do a lot of their own stunts. Not that...
Me too.
I don't want to like take it away.
Not to take it away.
Right. Yeah. But... you know, I think it looks good. Because sometimes, you know, like the editing can be tricky and you're like, I can tell that's not them.
But that's not them.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you know this. I just thought of Lee because you've seen High School Musicals so much. But there's, I think it's on the third one or the second High School Musical that there's a scene at the end where they all jump in the water.
That must...
And I don't know where the fuck Vanessa Hudgens was that day.
Not on set, apparently. Oh, I want to say maybe it was the second one.
She wasn't
one.
There. Sorry, it had frozen.
Oh, sorry. I was.
I don't know which one it was.
Honestly, the first one is
the
best.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, the first one's the best one. So that's the only one that counts in my book.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't that one. No. It was like one of those that there. I think it was the third one, maybe. It
must be when they graduate and they're like, yay, we're done with high school.
So, no, so then it's the second one. They're at, like, at this pool. And then they all jump in the water at the end. And the girl that jumps in the water that is stunt, because it's not Vanessa.
Right.
It's not her, first of all. And then they show this. I found about this through TikTok. But then they show, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So then they show that when she's in the water, Vanessa Hudgens, like actual Vanessa Hudgens, she's like fucking drowning almost. Like she's like, you know.
Is she like me? She can't swim?
She didn't know how to swim. And they had someone else do the jump. And then they just put her in the water.
Maybe.
And she's like fucking fighting for her life, basically, in that little scene. She's like smiling, you know.
As she's like panicking
on
the inside.
Oh my god, I gotta show you that TikTok. Literally, that's how it looks.
I gotta go and look now. I'm curious.
Yeah. I found that and I couldn't stop laughing because I'm like, this is just, you know, this is not her fault. This is just bad editing.
Yeah.
You know? Oh god, so funny. So yeah, I get what you mean. Like some of the stunts, like,
and again,
it's not the worker, it's just the editing of these scenes, you know, that can make it or break it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think with this one, because it was so action-packed, like, there was a lot. So I feel like Non-stop. Just, like, time management, too, to be like, okay, like, we'll just continue filming this so that...
Yeah.
I give them credit, though, because that's not easy.
It's really hard to do. It's also super brave because many things can happen.
Oh,
you know,
for sure. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And was that the last one?
That was it.
Okay.
Just a few things.
I have. Let me see the. Okay. Let's see what IMDb gave them.
Because this is like still relatively new, so it might not be a high score.
Okay, so IMDb gave them a 5.8 out of 10.
I feel like
that's
it could be a little
12,000 reviews.
I feel like it could be a little higher.
It could definitely be higher. Yeah. Let me see Rotten Tomatoes because which by the way, I'll get to it right now. Hold on, jackpot. Did you see the rating for The Crow?
Crow?
Yeah, like the Crow, the movie. Like, it's like a remake.
Oh, no.
He got a 6%. If I was in that movie, I would have been like, I go in hiding.
The question is, did The Room get a higher score than that? Oh, hi, Mark.
Maybe.
Because for me, maybe that's like, I can gauge how bad a movie is. Because if The Room got a higher score than The Crow, that is really bad.
I bet. Well, The Crow got 6%, which is, wow. Okay, so this is not a good review. Ouch. On Jackpot.
Really?
So Jackpot got a 32%. And the audience gave it a 49%.
That's rough.
Are we wrong? No, I liked it.
No, my opinion is always right.
Exactly.
That's a shame.
Okay, so I'm just going to read you a top critic review. It says, an action comedy that lacks intoxicating fight scenes and genuine punchlines. What?
That was the whole
this
movie.
Feature, yes, this feature is less than a sum of its parts, even as it turns LA make or break culture into a dystopian murder game.
I guess they were watching a different movie.
This feels like it, because I thought everything was a punchline and they delivered.
And I thought, like, the action scenes were
so good.
They were, yeah, they were good. They were entertaining. Funny.
Oh, God. People are mean. There's nothing in this film that punches any ticket. Not even a scratcher. Everybody loses. And, you know, you know what's upsetting? These are the people that gave fucking Roadhouse a good rating.
These are the people who liked The Crow. They're part of that 6%.
Probably.
Ouch. Yeah, I know. That's why, you know, I take other people's thoughts with a grain of salt. Now, you can trust us. We're experts. That's the thing.
Exactly. These are the opinions that matter, and you know how we know that? Because everything we've reviewed and we said it's good gets nominated.
Yeah, look at that.
Just saying. I guess, what I wanted to bring up before. I don't remember if I brought it up last week. But I feel like we're experiencing Blake Lively's cancellation of pop culture.
Yeah, I know this whole It Ends With Us debacle.
I mean, listen, I've never been a fan of her. Like, you know, her husband is great, you know, but also like, I've never been like, oh my God, you know, I don't think she's an amazing actress.
I never watched Gossip Girl.
I watched Gossip Girl. I don't think she was good in it, you know, because I think she's one of these people that, you know, she's rich, her family's in the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was easier for her to get the job. Mm-hmm. But girly, she needs to be a little bit more sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough topic to talk about. And, like, I keep seeing, like, you know, TikTok does not give a fuck. So they just keep putting these interviews from, like, back then. Mm-hmm. And she's all like, wear your dresses, like, bring your flowers, and, like, come and see the movie with your girlfriends. And I'm like, bitch, like, this is domestic violence. This is not Taylor Swift concert. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to do here, but it's definitely not working.
Right. And you know, her whole thing of, like, creative control.
And listen, she doesn't talk to Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl. So it's like, who's the common denominator in these situations?
Yeah.
I'm just, like, kind of upset that, like, the book writer is, like, not...
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah, like, not talking to, like, Justin... who's like a fucking angel. So
yeah,
I don't know, like, I think, like, we're watching it happen little by little. And Tracy, J-Lo, and Ben Affleck.
Well, didn't I do like a Freudian slip during that episode? And I said something about, like, this is why you don't give people second chances.
And also, it's like, you cannot, like, I feel like the moment people start, like, showing their relationships like that, it's like, this is when it's not going to work out.
And he seems like he tries to be a fairly private person. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. But it is disheartening. Because
it's sad.
I think with most people, it's like you want them to be happy. And if it's like to find someone and be in a loving, mm-hmm. committed relationship, and mm-hmm. great. You know, and the fact that it was so much time had passed between their broken off engagement and then they got back together. So you're like, oh, they've grown mm-hmm. as people. Like, you want to root for them. And then
yep.
they get a fucking divorce 2 years later. And it's like, no! If they can't like, last.
I'm true. And also, like, I'm rooting for her, too, because yeah. I'm like, this poor girl has no luck. You know, and again,
or maybe always, like, she's the common denominator,
yeah. You know, so yeah, I think she should just step away from marrying people.
Yeah, and she's just so busy that I think, because I feel like she went from being with A-Rod to Ben Affleck in
a heartbeat.
Yeah, like it didn't seem like a lot of time had passed. So I feel like she just needs to take a step back from relationships in general. And she's so busy doing other projects. Just focus on that. You know, your kids are getting to be a little bit older. Like, spend the time they can with them before they're, like, full on, like, in college and, like, adults. And just, like, enjoy it. And if love comes your way.
I also feel like because she's in her 50s, mm-hmm. which she doesn't look like it, they have this like need of like, I'm rushing, I need to like do all these things,
which is like,
you
have kids, so it's not like you need to rush because you're like, I need to settle down and start a family. No, like you have your children, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So just
like, don't rush anything,
right? Yeah, just enjoy your life, mm-hmm. enjoy everything, and then hopefully it will come if you want it to. And just take it slow.
What a season.
But I know. That was a bummer seeing that. Oh, what was it? Because you were talking about, like, Taylor Swift and clowning around. And I think I saw someone had posted, like, me thinking that Taylor was going to drop her new album and instead J-Lo's getting a divorce.
Literally.
I was like, ooh.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like, this took a turn so fast. And I'm like, I'm still waiting for Reputation TV.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it for today, guys. And our opinion is completely different from Rotten Tomatoes. We do recommend this movie. I think it's really funny. I don't know why they got bad ratings. Also, Awkwafina, like, that girl is fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like,
I know some people have given her shit, but mm-hmm. I like her. I enjoy her. I think she's a good actress. I think she's funny. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you're a dude and you love John Cena, you can watch this movie. You know?
I thought he was good too, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think it was great.
Yeah. It's like bro-y, but not like, ugh.
Exactly.
It toes the line.
Exactly.
You know? But exactly. It's not like douchey. So.
That's the word.
Douchey. It's not pabby.
It's not douchey. It's not pabby. It's not douchey. You know? It's demure and mindful.
Cute.
And considerate.
Cutesy. Considerate. Mm-hmm. All the violence. Yep.
All of it. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Also, thank you for all those downloads. We are so happy.
Yes, thank you.
Keep listening. Keep writing. Write a review. It actually does help a lot. I just like texted all my friends from here and I was like, write a review, you know. Only positive reviews, and keep rating the show. I think you can rate it every time you listen, which is nuts.
5 stars.
And now we are on iHeartRadio too.
Woo!
So
exciting.
Yeah.
more places
which
to listen
we,
to us
Exactly. Which we had no idea was a thing, so just bear with us. But all episodes are there. Yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you all
next time.
Next week.
Woo!
Yeah. Goodbye. Bye.